Today on the Contractor Fight podcast, we're going to dig into your money mindset. I'm going to share with you the strategies and tactics to help you get out of your own way and stop the friendly fire. Let's go. All right, fighters. Today, I want to congratulate you. Seriously, this is just a congratulations episode on the Contractor Fight podcast. Here's what it is. I want to congratulate you on being a contractor. Here's why. It is a real big money business. I don't care if you're a one-man show, you got multi-million dollar company, doesn't matter to me, all right? You are in a real money business. And so no matter how bad it might seem for you right now, okay, or maybe things aren't bad, but you know as a company that you're underperforming, no matter where you're at with that right now, I want to encourage you and congratulate you that you're in an industry that things can turn around really fucking fast, all right? Here's why. Things are always going to need fixing, painting, updating. People are always going to want to build homes. They're always going to want to put additions on their homes. Like right now, new home construction has slowed down. You know what that means? That means that remodeling and all the other home improvement shit's going to go through the roof. Okay? No pun intended. That was on accident. So anyway, they're always going to put additions on. They're always going to beautify their spaces inside and out. There's a huge demand for people who do what you do. All right? And so a couple things here. I want to talk to you about first congratulating you that you're in the trades. Like an example I use all the time, I used it the other day in a presentation I did, was it's not like you're a, and no, I'm not knocking personal trainers here, but like a personal trainer who makes a living $75 at a time is going to have a really hard time moving the financial needle compared to you because your projects are much bigger. The dollar amounts are much bigger. The demand is through the roof. And when you address the biggest complaints that people have about contractors, which is, by the way, not the actual work, but it's your shitty communicators. You don't do what you said you were going to do. You left a mess, blah, blah, blah. Guys, the best news here is that you're in an industry that it's really, really simple to differentiate yourself from the competition. And there's a massive opportunity for you. So I want to give you an example here. And I know this is going to be actually really hard to do because it's an audio only thing, but I have a sheet that I call my growth plan multiplier. And I use this when I coach people. We go through their current baseline of where their business is right now. And then I plug in little percentage differences, okay, in each area of the business. I'm going to verbally walk you through this. So just try to, if you're not driving or something, close your eyes and just try to picture what I'm doing here. But just trust me, it's a spreadsheet with the correct formulas and the math works. All right. So let's say you're a small contractor. You're doing somewhere around $50,000, $60,000 a month in revenue. Okay. What's that? Like 300 grand a year and change, something like that. 600 grand a year, 600 to 700 a year. Your baseline is 25 leads a month. Your closing rate is 30%. That means you're winning about 8 jobs a month. Your average job size is around $7,500. Your gross profit is at 45%. Okay. We'll talk about that later. We want you to get to 50 and above, but let's just say that's where you're at. And your overhead's like 20 grand a month. You're paying yourself 8,000, 9,000 bucks a month. You got overhead, you got some other shit, you know, whatever. Well, that gives you a net profit of right around $5,300 a month. All right. So that's like our baseline. So if I were working with you or one of my coaches were working with you, we plug in like what's your baseline of the last few months here and let's average it and plug it in. Then I go, well, what happens? Okay. And guys, this is really freaking cool. I'm going to do this one. I'm actually going to keep everything the same. All right. And the only thing I'm going to change is you getting 5 more leads a month. All right. So your close rate stays the same. Your average job size stays the same. Your gross profit stays the same. Overhead stays the same. You have the $5,300 net profit. Guys, by getting 5 more leads a month, which what's the difference? That's 5. That what's that? 10% of 25 is 2.5, right? Did I get that right? 10% of 25 is 2.5. So I'm saying you have a 20% increase in leads, which is only like one more lead a week in this case, right? That's not a lot. All right. Just that one little shift moves your net profit from 5,300 to 10,400, puts another 5,000 and change in your bottom line just by that one shift.
Making more money as a contractor starts with raising your gross profit. You can sell millions, but if you are not keeping enough of that money, you're screwed. Head to thecontractorfight.com/50 and download our 50% gross profit worksheet. We'll show you how to bid your projects at a 50% gross profit so you're not undercharging for the high value that you bring to your clients. You want to make more money? Download the worksheet at thecontractorfight.com/50 today.
Now, I want to give you another scenario here. Let's say you only get three more leads a month, so it's just over 10%, 10, 12% increase in leads. You raise your closing percentage by 2%. You raise your average sale by $375, which is 5%. And you do that by being a better salesman. This is the things we train in Battleground, by the way, all right, of how to make these little shifts. Because I'm not putting all the work in one area, just going like triple the leads or double the gross profit or whatever, but little tweaks in each area. All right, so we raised our average sale 5%. We went from $7,500 to $7,875. That one thing moves our revenue from $56,000 a month to $70,000 a month right there. Then we raise our gross profit only 2%. Not even the 5% to get to 50%. So we go from a 45 to a 47, and we cut $1,000 a month off the $20,000 overhead, because there's always some waste. You're always doing something that's fucking stupid that's not a benefit to your company, all right? Maybe you're keeping that admin assistant that is your wife's cousin, and you've kept her for too long and you know she can't fucking do the job. Or maybe your dumbass brother is working for you and you got him doing marketing because like he took a class like 18 years ago in college or something, right? You need to can his ass too. My point here, guys, is there's always a little trimming you could do. So just that, three more leads, 2% increase in a closing rate, 5% increase on an average sale, 2% gross profit increase, which is simply raise the sale price and be a little more efficient in the field. And you cut your overhead by 5%. You go from $5,300 a month to $14,000 a month. That's an increase of almost $8,900 in a month to the bottom line of your company, which for those math geniuses out there, that's over $100,000 a year throughout the course of the year, just by those simple little tweaks. Guys, this is why people come to us and they pay themselves $70,000 one year and the next year they paid themselves $260,000. All right. Or why they're paying off $500,000 worth of debt and 4X in their personal income in a 2-year period because of little things like this. And so the whole point of this episode here is fucking be grateful that you're in this industry. Be grateful that you're in an industry where you truly have control over your income, your quality of life, the money you make. Guys, this is good news because most people can't say this. Most people are shackled to a job or a career that they hate. So today, I want to pat you on your little asses right now, send you on the way, and tell you congratulations, you're a fucking contractor. Don't squander the opportunity to kick some serious ass. Get your head out of your butts, all right? Make these little shifts and win and win and win. And those little wins, they stack, they compound, and the next thing you know, you got a few million in the bank. You guys rock. I gotta roll.